The David PR Group, headed by John P. David, is a strategic communications firm which counsels clients in the areas of marketing, reputation management, and public relations. The new book from John P. David is titled How to Protect or Destroy Your Reputation Online, The Essential Guide to Avoid Digital Damage, Lock Down Your Brand, and Defend Your Business. John P. David, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. You note in the introduction of your book that the subject of online reputation management actually struck you in a profound manner back in 2013. Your brother Chris, who's an attorney, asked you to assist one of his law firm's clients who was experiencing a PR crisis. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it was really the introduction, an introduction for me. The situation was where there was a guy who I'd kind of describe as a, kind of a rogue blogger. He was going after an entire industry and kind of company by company, and it turned out that it was one of my brother's clients, and they called me in to help out. And what I realized, and I had time to think about it. I was actually on vacation while this was going on, and I had some time to think about it. And you know, I realized something that we all already know is that anyone can kind of go online and say whatever they want, but now it just seems like it happens with impunity, and it got me to thinking about, you know, are we really prepared for these sorts of things? Are we really looking at this and paying close enough attention to this? Because all of us, individuals, businesses, you know, organizations of all kinds, we're all vulnerable to different types of, you know, of online attacks or one thing, and there's just general vulnerability that we have. And it got me to thinking about it, and I started to kind of map out a little business plan as I was doing this. And then at the same time, I started talking to people about these types of issues, because once I got back from vacation, I got back in the swing of work, and I started talking to people about this, nearly every professional person that I spoke to had a story. And it was either something happened to them, or something happened to a family member, or something happened to one of their business associates, where they were dealing with something online that was bothersome to them for one reason or another.
And speaking of things happening to people, your book gives several examples about how bad news can actually remain forever on the internet. Many of us know that, but I don't think that we really think about it as often. And you describe what happened to an attorney who was disbarred for overbilling clients. Tell us about that person.
Yeah, this was a guy, you know, who he made a mistake, and you know, it happens unfortunately to a lot of attorneys. They end up, you know, they make mistakes, they do something wrong, they dip into a bank account for one reason or another, or something happens. And this guy was in an interesting spot because he was a very bright guy. Obviously, he was a lawyer. He worked for a big law firm in one of the big cities in the Northeast, and he got himself into trouble and he lost his law license. And that's a pretty heavy punishment. But what happened is that news of his losing his law license was online. And he tried to, you know, turn his life around, and he got some different jobs. He would get a consulting job, go work for an organization, and start to kind of work his way up the ladder. And as soon as he, you know, ended up, you know, kind of getting towards closer to the top of an organization, and he was threatening, in a business way. In other words, there are other people the company who thought, you know, oh, this guy might take my job, or he might be, you know, might get ahead of me in a promotion or something like that. He said, you know, he lost a bunch of jobs because shortly, you know, as soon as he started to climb the ladder, someone would research him online, find this instance of his being, you know, losing his law license. And the way he described it to me is that, you know, one day all of a sudden this piece of paper gets slid under the office door of the owner of the company, and a couple of days later he was out. And basically this followed him for the rest of his life. You know, one mistake, and it was a pretty good one, a pretty big one, losing your law license. But you know, the part of, for me, I think that sometimes the punishment doesn't always fit the crime. At some point you should be able to redeem yourself in your life.
And when you speak about this person dealing with this almost for the rest of his life, it was like a 10-year process.
Yeah, I know. This was this guy. He's still dealing with it.
Still dealing with it. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things. It's kind of like you say, what is the, you know, listen, think back to high school. We all read the Scarlet Letter, right? I mean, it's like, what's the punishment? Is the punishment appropriate for the crime? And, you know, we can, you know, you can sit there and debate that with a high school English teacher all day if you want. But the point is that in real life, you know, do you deserve to have something follow you for the rest of your life? Do you deserve to have, you know, one person's, you know, thoughts about your business that they post on an online review site, you know, impact your business and impact how your business will survive or not? And so one of the reasons that I wrote the book was because I wanted to educate people about their vulnerabilities, and then at the same time explain how you can kind of get yourself out of these jams and also how you can prevent them. It's a big part of it.
Now, you provide some interesting stats that prospective employers about how prospective employers actually utilize Google to learn about applicants. And you say that 90% of employers actually use Google to research applicants. Another 40% review social media accounts. So what are some things that they found which turned out to be negative for prospective applicants?
Well, there's the statistics are really interesting because, you know, and obviously statistics, you can manipulate them however you want. But if you look at the fact that, you know, 40% of employers look at social media feeds, for example, and about half of them find something, that's a reason why they wouldn't hire someone. So it's almost, so if you kind of extrapolate this out, you're looking at, you know, even if you don't believe the validity of the stats completely, you know, 10, 15, 20% of people who are applying for a job have something online that could harm them in their job search. What employers find, what they're looking for, I mean, they're obviously looking to see if you're a good fit for their organization. And honestly, a lot of times they find that. I mean, they do see, you know, you go online, you check someone's social media feed, and you see that they're a good communicator. Maybe you see that they're you know, active in the community and things like that. But they also find lots of negative things, and that's, you know, inappropriate language. A big one is just inappropriate screen names. They also find references to, you know, drinking and drug use. And another big one is that employers see that their prospective employee is complaining about their current employer or their current boss. And that's just generally, those are things that they're not looking for. You know, they're not looking for in a prospective employee. You know, they figure, listen, if he's going to badmouth his current boss, he's probably going to badmouth me, you know, down the road. So there's all kinds of things that, you know, where you can be, you know, vulnerable because of what you say on your, you know, social media feeds or on your own, you know, personal blog, things like that.